All right, so we're talking the brand new children's book, Princesses Wear Pants, by Savannah Guthrie and Allison Oppenheim. And I guess we got to start about how you guys came up with to do this. Is it true it started with some dinner combos with your daughters?
Actually, Allie and I had dinner together. It was just a social dinner, and we were bonding and laughing about how both of our little girls were so into princesses, which we like, and we like princesses as much as the next person, but we were just kind of marveling and wondering, like, where does this come from? Did we somehow inadvertently turn them on to princesses, or is it in their DNA? What is this all about? And Allie in particular has a little girl named Isla, and Isla had taken it a step further because she refused to wear pants.
Yeah, I was having some practical challenges on the ground. She refuses to wear pants, but she wears mainly either what she calls tutus, which are skirts, or she'll wear, you know, polyester princess costumes with tiaras to the grocery store, to the park, to school, wherever she pleases. And it's really adorable. And we champion it, of course. And we took her to Disney World at one point, which of course completely sealed the deal. But we do have a weather challenge because of course a jacket would mess up her outfit. And I was also just wondering, like, what is this thing that has such a hold on her that she's so enthralled by? So I kind of started to have a conversation with her, and I asked her, Isla, what's a princess? And she said, you know, it's mommy, it's a lady who wears a big ball gown. And I said, well, what does a princess do? And she didn't really know. And I thought, well, okay, a princess is a person who's important, and she's special, and she's a leader. She's a woman in a leadership role. And what do women in leadership roles do? So we thought about, let's, like, you know, take this girl, our character, and make her part of a conversation about what women can do and be, beyond, of course, the pink and sparkles, which we love.
Absolutely. Now, we were checking out some articles about the book online, Jason and I, and this is Chris speaking, by the way. Thank you so much for joining us. And we had saw that the book itself, Princesses Wear Pants, was actually somewhat inspired by Kate Middleton as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
She plays a real-life role.
Yeah.
Well, Allie, in addition to being a great mom, also has a background in psychology and social work, so that just makes her triply more brilliant than any of us. And she was trying to talk to her daughter about this whole princess thing, and she went so far as to print out a picture of a real princess, Duchess Kate Middleton, and she was playing rugby, and she said to her daughter, "See, Isla, princesses wear pants." And when Allie told me that story, I was like, oh my gosh, Princesses Wear Pants, but that could be a book. And we just, that's kind of how we came onto the idea. And the whole thing, as Allie was mentioning, is just the pants are just a way to talk about the different and important things that a little girl can do, and that sometimes our dresses do get in the way. So, you know, it's supposed to be, it's not anti-princess. It's supposed to be telling kids and little girls, you can be whatever you want to be sparkly, be bold, be daring, do whatever, but be thinking as much about what's on the inside as what's on the outside.
Yeah, I wanted to piggybacking off of what you just said. I do like how in the book it's, you know, I guess you guys could have gone the whole, you know, never wear the girly stuff and just the pantsuits, but you do kind of say, you do go out of your way to kind of say, you know what, there's a little room for both. It depends on the situation, and you got to be ready for anything.
Exactly. I'm so glad you picked up on that, because that was really important to us. We weren't trying to say you can't wear your dresses or you can't have your sequins. I mean, our book has glitter on the cover. We are totally into it. And we're girly girls. But it's just the idea of, I think as a parent, you know, I haven't wanted to discourage Vale. If she wants to be a ballerina or, a princess, she can do that. Right. But I hope she also is thinking more deeply about it. And there's a line in the book that says it's time to give princesses a second look. And it's kind of like, let's dig deeper. Let's think more substantively about it. But of course, we don't use big words like that in the book because it's for kids.
It's hard to rhyme. What rhymes with substantive? I don't know. That's hard.
And you know what? It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Well, one of the characters that I liked here was Lady Busy Boots. And the reason being was that she was able to change her mind. A lot of people in this world are hardened to their beliefs. But once she realized that princesses can wear whatever they like, she was able to kind of soften her stance there. So was there any inspiration behind Lady Busy Boots?
Yeah.
she came around, we converted her. No, I just think, you know, obviously, like, you know, always face resistance, what, you know, anybody does, but certainly women. And, she kind of represents that. And you know, hopefully the idea that old school, new school, be who you want. I for me, it was such an honor to partner with Savannah, who it truly is for me a real life princess in pants. She's a woman. She's a girly girl, but she does, you know, what she wants. She does important and substantive things with her time and day. And so that was our inspiration for every character in the book.
You know, it's a good, we want it to be a good kid's story, so we sort of needed a villain, but it is nice that Lady Busy Boots, she doesn't remain stuck in her ways. She has an open mind, and that's a good life lesson, too. I hadn't really thought about it, but see, you made me think more deeply about it.
Absolutely. See, even the villain changes. I love it. Where do you think the old traditional sort of princess idea comes from? Is it from the old Disney movies? And do you guys think that with Frozen, you know, and even some of the newer stuff, do you think even that is starting to change in pop culture?
Well, Allie probably knows more about the Disney because her daughter's a little bit older, so she probably knows every single Disney princess movie by heart, whereas I actually don't. But I think part of it, they just are drawn to sparkly and bright and sequiny and pretty dresses. Or a lot of girls are, not every girl, but a lot of girls are. And that's how our conversation started, because especially at that time, my daughter was 2. She'd never seen a movie. We didn't have a ton of princess books or things like that. But even the tiniest little exposure to it, she was all in.
All right.
Yeah, we were laughing because we were just surprised by, you know, where did this come from? Did this come from us? Does it come from the world? Yeah, they just pick up on it, and it just like tractor, pink tractor beam, as the man likes to say, had them in its grasp, and they just were like drawn towards it. I do think you asked about, is that changing? I do think that Disney and others have taken a cue, and I am seeing an evolution in the conversations and in the characters that they're putting out for little girls. I think, you know, the latest incarnation is Moana, which is the new Disney movie, which she's the first character where the parents are alive and present in the story, which I think is an important in development. And she's also, you know, she, along with the Frozen characters, the first ones who kind of really speak for themselves and stand up and do, you know, very bold and brave adventure things. They don't need a male hero to save them in the end of the story. So I think we're getting there, and we're happy to be excited to be part of that conversation too.
For sure. We were kind of joking earlier about it's hard to rhyme with substantive, but in all seriousness, I want to know how you guys sort of attacked the whole rhyme structure, because it's kind of Dr. Susie in a way, but, you know, how did that come about?
Well, it's a great question you ask, actually, and the rhyming was really important to us because we started by thinking about what were our favorite children's books, what were we inspired by, and we like my favorite ones for sure, and Savannah agrees, are the ones that are very musical, that are fun, that roll off the tongue, that are playful, and you can really get into them when you're reading them to your kids, and I think a lot of moms feel that way, and we had a strong idea that this was a rhyming book. It just was it really poured out from us. It was like a very natural story for us, and it just came pretty effortlessly, and it was very obviously rhyming to us, but we actually ran into some resistance, some Lady Busy Boots, if you will, when we brought the story and shopped it around to publishers, and they actually surprised us by telling us that rhyming books are not the thing that publishers want to do. They're not things that people are quick to want to put out, and we were advised on several levels to start over or to unrhyme it or to change it in some way, but we're proud of ourselves. We stuck to our guns. It really was an important part of how we saw the story, and we kept it as a rhyme, and we think it relates to her character because it's fun, it's bubbly and musical, and we think she's all those things too, and it's a book that we enjoy sitting down with our kids to read, and we hope a lot of moms will feel the same way.
We rhyme all the time. Yeah, but we really love rhyming, but I have to say, once you start down that road, you're in it, and we're actually working on a second book, and then we were thinking to ourselves, why did we rhyme it? This is so hard. But when you do come up with a good rhyme, the feeling of accomplishment is like no other.
Well, I want to ask about that feeling of accomplishment, because you're talking to a couple of bros here who are in our 30s. We want to have kids eventually, but neither one of us married yet or in that position. But when we do get to that point, what is the sort of level of satisfaction you get when you're reading to your kids?
Well, first of all, we're sure that you guys are going to have adorable families one day. You can't just be single bros forever. I mean, you could be whatever you want. It goes for boys too. But when you have kids and you get to read to them, it's such a lovely experience, because first of all, if you're reading to them, by definition, you're close to them. You're holding them, you're sitting with them, you're sharing something with them. And I think hearing mom's voice is something that kids connect to from the tiniest age. I mean, when they're newborns, they recognize their mom's voice from the get-go, which is really just beautiful. And so even when my kids are babies, I would still read books to them because they enjoy hearing the voices of their moms and their dads and their loved ones. And I think Allie's got the actual training on this, but it's reading and language. I mean, this is where everything happens for kids. They're all their little synapses are connecting at this age, and reading's a huge part of that.
That's right. Yeah, there's nothing like, I mean, it's time tested, and the research is very strong that shows that reading is the thing. It's the thing to do from day one, and is the most meaningful and most attentive time you'll have with your children when you sit and read with them. And we have so many moms and parents have made it an essential part of our day, and it is an immutable part of our routine every day, and to sit and read with them and have done from the beginning. And yeah, it is it's an extremely educational and exceptionally educational moment in every parent's day with their child reading.
Awesome. Well, before we go, I want to know what it was like when you sat down with Princesses Wear Pants for the first time and read it. What was the reaction, your kids?
Oh, they loved it. Well, Vale, of course, zeroed right in on the fact that there's glitter on the cover.
Yeah.
You had them at the cover.
Well, thank you.
And of course, they think the book is about them, which of course they love even more.
Well, thank you both ladies for taking the time to talk about Princesses Wear Pants. Certainly a good read. Jason and I checked it out before we jumped in studio here.
It was a page turner.
And guys, if you have Princesses Wear Pants on your bookshelves, I think the chicks will love it.
I love it. All right, cool.
You'll be woman magnets. It can work for you.
Appreciate that, too.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.